God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Does the Lord want to show you some things you don't know? Show you some things about your future you don't know, you've never seen? Does he want to? Jeremiah 29:11. 29:11 in the NIV, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Somebody say hope and a future. See, the word of knowledge has to do with the present and the past. Things you could know about what has happened and what is happening. But knowledge of the future, it hasn't happened yet. So how can you know about it? Well, God knows the end from the beginning. It's hard for us to wrap our mind around how he knows all of this, and time does not affect him like it does us. He sees the end from the beginning. That doesn't mean we don't have a free will. He just knows us. He knows the enemy. He knows his own plan. And he knows his plan for your life, and he wants to give you not all of it so that you just check your calendar from now on, but enough of it to get you going in the right direction so that you can take that word and words and then walk by faith with the rest of it and trust him to fill in the blanks. He will show you things to come. Say it one more time. He will show you things to come. There are so many of these in the Bible. I got lists and lists of them here. I don't want to start. I just want you to get the spirit of it so you can recognize it anytime that it is happening. But go to Acts 9 and let's just touch on this one. The word of knowledge and the word of wisdom operate hand in hand many times. We divide them to define them, but they work hand in hand. How many have read the book of Revelation? Well, John is out there on an island by himself. And he gets to praying. And the Spirit of God shows him. Now, you know, people talk about the seven churches. And they so many times say seven church ages, which that term is not used. And I'm not saying it can have no application there, but I think people miss the fact that these seven churches existed at this time. These are not just figurative. These churches existed and the people in them. And the Lord revealed to John things about each one of them, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is that? What is that? That's word of knowledge. What they were doing, what they were not doing. How could he know? He's got no telephone. He's got no internet. He's got no TV. He's out here on this island for all this time. And he knows that this church is about half backslid and this church is doing good in this area but not good in this area. Have you read the book of Revelation? He describes their condition, doesn't he? That's word of knowledge. But he doesn't end there. Does he talk to them about their future?
Yes.
Talks to them about, if you'll do this, then this is going to happen. If you don't do this, this bad thing will happen. What is that? That's word of wisdom. Has to do with the future. Has to do with the plans and purposes of God. Here in Acts 9, you see such a definite illustration of both of these at work in the same time. Acts 9, We see Saul persecuting the church. On the road to Damascus, met Jesus. And this is discerning of spirits. He sees Jesus. He sees the light. He hears the voice. He said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. He, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? He's not arguing with him, is he? And the Lord said, arise and go to the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. What is that? Come on, tell me what that is. That is a word of wisdom. Now, we said this before. Anything the Holy Spirit's going to reveal to you, He's going to do it through these manifestations. He said, go to the city, and it will be told. How did He know it was going to be told Him? This is something that hasn't happened yet. This is a word of wisdom. Did He tell him that Ananias was coming? No. Did He tell him about he's going to get filled with the Holy Spirit at the same time? No. No. He didn't give him a paragraph. Just gave him a word. And now, if he's going to have faith, he'll obey that word. Keep going. Verse 10. There was a certain disciple at Damascus. This is not a prophet. This is not an apostle. This is not an evangelist, not a pastor, a disciple. We might say a lay person, churchgoer, a believer, named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, behold, I'm here, Lord. The Lord said to him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. What is that? He gave him the address and who lived there. Where he was, who he was, whose house he was in, what street the house is on. Friends, we've not been operating in enough of this. This is available to us. I said, this is available to us. Certainly you see it in the ministry of the prophet, but it's not limited to the prophet's ministry. I know my grandmother and my great-grandmother were healed in William Branham's meetings. And he was used powerfully in this area of word of knowledge. And I have some videos of his. And one of them, people had come up before him. And he'd stop for a minute and he's checking his heart. And he said, you come from the west, highway such and such. Your house number is 348 Throckmorton Street. And the lady starts crying. Now let's just stop right here. There have been many fake things. Yes, sir. That have tried to duplicate that. Preachers with earphones in their ears and people that interviewed folk beforehand. And there's a whole lot of people they think that's the only way it has ever happened. If you believe that's the only way it has ever happened, then you don't believe this. Yes, sir. You don't believe the Bible. Because the Bible says people knew things supernaturally, including addresses and streets and names and times and places, before they had any way of knowing. Yes. Well, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We got the same Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I've seen both. I've seen the real. I've seen fake. It's sad that a lot of people don't know the difference between the two. One thing they need to see is the real.
Right.
Once you see and experience the real, you know the fake from then on. It's hard for anybody to fool you because you know the difference. And one thing about a real manifestation of the Spirit, it does not draw attention to the man or woman. It draws attention to Jesus. It glorifies Him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what He's talked about in 1 Corinthians 12. But my own grandparents, my grandmother had cancer on her hand. And this was back many years ago. And they didn't have money, and so they didn't go to the doctor, and it had gotten worse and worse and worse, and it just had, that hand was almost unusable now, and very ugly, and she was very self-conscious about it, so she kind of kept it behind her back all the time, and that's what she wanted to get in the line for. And my grandmother's woman loved God with all her heart, and Sunday school teacher and secretary for, I think, 40, 50 years and all like that. And she went up and I'd ask her about it. She said she sensed the presence of God when she came by. And one thing that he required was respect for the Holy Spirit. In fact, he'd stop sometimes and say, now there's some people, you mocking this and you making fun of this, you should just get up and leave. You should get out of here. In fact, he'd warn people that some of these problems that were leaving people could get on them if they judge and mocked and made fun of it. These are some things we need to learn about, don't we? And you could tell that he'd talk about how it hindered, that people are sitting there scoffing and going, oh, they've just made that up. That's a bunch of fake. That's just a bunch of baloney. Well, that's not valuing and desiring these things, is it? That's the opposite of it. That's counting them of no value, saying they don't even exist. Oh, but I've been in a group before where you got a bunch of folk believing for them, respecting them. Much respect, much value, much honor. My grandmother, she said she hadn't realized it, but she's holding that hand behind her. And when she got up for him to pray for her, he looked at her and said, you're a good believer. How would he know that? She was a good believer. He said, you're a good believer. You love the Lord. He said, in that hand behind your back is cancer. But the cancer will go away.
Amen.
And he said, but that's not the main thing on your mind. He said, you're really troubled about your mother. She was sick. And she's here in the crowd, isn't she? Well, she was way back in the back. You could hardly see her. He said, ma'am, stand up back there. Stand up. And she stood up and was healed too. Both of them were healed by the power of God. Well, like Brother Hagin used to always say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. The results. She was healed. Didn't lose that hand. Didn't lose her life. Her mother, my great-grandmother, was healed also. Somebody say glory to God. Are these things valuable? Are they precious? Now, God's going to use some folks in a more pronounced way in some of these things than others. And some of them are going to be on a higher level. And some of them are going to be more spectacular than others. But all of us can have some degree of manifestation of these things in our lives. All of us can. They're just different degrees. Same Holy Ghost. Isn't that what he said? The different manifestations of the Spirit, same Holy Ghost. A lot of different ministries, same Lord. A lot of different operations, same God. And you got the same Holy Spirit in you that was in Brother Branham, Brother Oral Roberts, Brother Kenneth Hagin, anybody that you've ever known that was used of the Lord. You got the same Holy Spirit in you. Well, then it's possible you could have any one of these manifestations.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1304F. That's R-1304F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.